Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Enrollment for Entree Architect Academy is closing today, Friday, October 6th, 2017 at 12 noon Eastern Time. So if you're listening before that, you still have time to join entrearchitect.com to learn more. Once we close enrollment, we're going to be performing some remodeling and some improvements inside before relaunching once again in the future. So lock in your membership now. Go run over there right now. All current members will be grandfathered at current pricing. Entree Architect Academy, build a better business, be a better architect. Go right now. Learn more at the homepage, entrearchitect.com. You're listening to Entree Architect Podcast, and this is episode 188. Welcome back to the Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, whether you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. Our prospective clients learn with their heads, but they decide with their hearts. After years of research and gathering information, often when a client chooses to work with an architect, it simply comes down to their feelings. They choose their team by deciding who they like the most. This week at Entree Architect Podcast, using emotions to successfully attract the clients you want. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by our platform sponsors, FreshBooks, Core by BQE Software, and Arcat. And I'm going to share more about these great companies later in the show, but before we get started here, just take a quick note to schedule some time later today, as soon as you're finished listening here, to go visit each one of them and let them know that you appreciate them for supporting us, the Entree Architect community. I'm sure you've encountered this situation yourself. We all make decisions this way. We don't always buy because of the best price or the most features. Often, maybe more than any other reason, we buy just because it makes us feel a certain way. So when we're developing a marketing strategy or our messaging for our firms, we should consider the part that emotions play in the decisions that our clients will make. A professor of neuroscience at the University of Southern California, his name is Antonio Damasio, he argues that emotion is a necessary ingredient in almost all decisions. When we are confronted with a decision, emotions from previous related experiences affix values to the options we are considering. These emotions create preferences, which lead to our decision. That essentially means Our feelings help us make those decisions, right? That's why storytelling is so important and so powerful. When developing a marketing strategy, stories trigger memories and feelings, right? Back in episode 140, I sat down with my friend Jeff Eccles of Echo Engagement, and he shared how to use your story to find the work you want. You want to go check that out at entrearchitect.com/episode140. Lots of great value over there. Episode 140, all about storytelling. That's why storytelling's so powerful, right? Because of the emotions that stories trigger. It's memories and the things that are in your mind when you tell those stories. Emotion comes forth, right? So things happen when you tell stories. So knowing that emotions play a significant role in the decisions we make, how can we craft our branding or our marketing strategies to be based on emotion? How do we use emotion to most effectively find the clients that we want, right? As Jeff shared with us, telling your unique story is the first step, right? So when developing a complete strategy based on an emotional marketing, there are four other fundamentals that matter most. So I'm going to share four fundamentals about emotions that you can use in your marketing to when you're putting together your branding and your messaging and your marketing strategies. There are four things that matter, right? Four fundamentals when you're putting together your marketing based on emotions, right? So if we're going to use emotions, and we should, because that's, you know, when you're buying an iPhone or you're buying a new car or you're putting in a new kitchen, how much of those decisions that you're making are based on the feelings that you get from those things, right? So what is it about feelings and emotions that help people make decisions and trigger them to go with you as their architect versus someone else, right? So let's use emotions to market to our potential clients. So here's the first fundamental that matters. Knowing who we serve matters, right? I've talked about target marketing and target audience in the past. You can go find episodes and blog posts all about that. I talk about that all the time. So marketing to your target is very important. So who we serve matters, knowing who they are. So without knowing whom we serve, how can we have any idea on how to emotionally connect to those people, right? Marketing always begins with understanding your target. Who are the people you are serving? Who are the people that you want to serve? So if we're going to use emotional branding and emotions to market to these people, who are they? You need to know who they are, right? Where do they work? Where do they play? What makes them happy? What are you trying to achieve when you're connecting with these people? What are they trying to achieve when they're hiring an architect? Are they just looking to hire an architect to obtain a building permit? Or are they looking for an architect to help them design a healthier, happier place to raise their family? Very, very different places they're coming from. Very, very different emotions being applied to those decisions. So knowing who we serve matters. That's the first fundamental in using emotions to market your firm. The second one is sensorial experiences matter. Senses matter, right? What does an architect do? That's a question that many of our clients have. It's a question that comes up in our profession all the time. What does an architect do? When answering this question, we want to think beyond the traditional descriptions of what an architect is, beyond the traditional descriptions of our services and the things that we do as architects. What are in the minds of that? We want to develop strategies and services that are experienced with every sense, right? So how do we develop strategies based on the things we see or the things we hear or the things we taste, right? So how do we use, maybe we can use virtual reality, right? Virtual reality tools to help our clients see and hear experiences that they would not typically see or hear. Maybe they can walk inside our designs. That's an experience, right? That's something that would trigger emotions, certainly, by using the new tools of virtual reality. Let's go to the other side of the ideas here. What about the next time you present your schematic designs, you present them with a basket of freshly baked cookies. You come prepared with a roll of, maybe it's even a hand-sketched drawing, right? Because those certainly emotion provoke emotion. The hand-sketched drawings, people love hand-sketched drawings, but maybe you come prepared with a hand-sketched drawing of somebody's schematic design and a basket of freshly baked warm cookies. So that smell of fresh baked cookies fill their home, right? Very, very unexpected, right? That unexpected delight for the nose and the mouth, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that your client will remember that meeting? Do you think that they're going to talk about that meeting with that architect to all their friends? I would say yes. I would say yes. So the second thing, so think about things like that. Think about how can we rework our services, rework our proposals, rework the things we do to come across in a very different way, using all the different senses. Think about how people hear and how people see and how people taste and how people touch, and apply those other senses to the things we do. And people are going to remember that, and people are going to have emotional responses to those things. So the second fundamental when we're talking about marketing our firms using emotions is that the senses matter. The senses matter. The first one is knowing who we serve matters. And then the senses, using the senses, all five of our senses matters when we're trying to trigger emotions. So that's the second one. Let's take a quick break here to say thank you to our platform sponsors here at Entre Architect: BQE Software, Artcat, and FreshBooks. This podcast episode is sponsored by BQE Software, the makers of BQE Core. BQE Core revolutionizes the way architects manage projects, time and expenses, billing, and accounting. Made by BQE, the company behind ArchiOffice, Core saves you time while giving you the visibility, the flexibility, and the power you need to grow your firm. Work from anywhere, seamlessly collaborate, and gain transformative insights with Core's groundbreaking platform. Learn more and get a free trial at entrearchitect.com/BQE. Hey, and if you want to see a demonstration of Core, I recently invited Stephen Burns of BQE Software to join me for a live Entre Architect special session webinar, where Steve had the opportunity to show us inside Core and all it has to offer us small firm architects. And a recording of that webinar is available to our community, the Entre Architect community, for free at entrearchitect.com/BQE webinar. So go check that out. And when you're ready to give it a try, visit entrearchitect.com/BQE and access your fully functional trial of Core free for 15 days. Hey, if you've been listening to this podcast anytime during the past few months, you've heard me talking about our friends over at Artcat, and hopefully you're already using their free resources on a regular basis. But for those of you who have not yet checked them out, Artcat is a great tool for small firm architects. Artcat has a huge library of free content, CAD, BIM, specifications, and more. And they've done all the work for you. I mean it. They've done all the work. If you need a spec, click on over and download a CSI 3-part specification in multiple formats, free. How about CAD details or BIM objects, all free, click of a mouse. Artcat has tons of building product content ready for you to use, and it's all completely free. You don't even have to register to download the content. And they've recently launched something new. It's called Charette. Create a project, assign tasks, share and collaborate with colleagues and clients, all in real time. Pull content directly from the Artcat database or from anywhere out on the web and keep it in Charette. It's another free resource from Artcat for you, the Entre Architect community. Visit them right now. Go check them out, entrearchitect.com/Artcat. That's A-R-C-A-T, entrearchitect.com/Artcat. And click on the Charette icon right there on the homepage to check out Charette. Imagine what you can do if you had an additional 2 days every month to dedicate to anything that you want. Maybe you just want to spend more time on design. Maybe you want to to start building that new business process. Maybe you want to start painting again. Maybe you want to spend more time with your kids, or maybe you want to finally start that development project. Well, when you're a small firm architect using FreshBooks cloud accounting software, you could save 192 hours every month. That's 2 business days every month. That's the amount of administrative time that you could save this year if you're using FreshBooks. FreshBooks makes it simple to send invoices, post your expenses, automatically track your time for the whole team by project, and get organized with reports, communication, and notifications. My favorite feature of FreshBooks is the automated email reminders sent to my clients to remind them to pay their bills. That's done automatically, and you control the whole thing. Sign up for a free 30-day unrestricted trial and get ready for the simplest way to be more productive, organized, and most importantly, get paid faster. Visit entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks to access FreshBooks for free. And be sure to enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. BQE Software, RCAT, and FreshBooks. Please visit our platform sponsors today and thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community. The third one, the third fundamental in using emotional marketing is an imaginative approach. Using an imaginative approach, it matters, right? So imaginative systems and strategies make the process more real for our clients. When providing products and services in these unexpected ways, we trigger an emotion within our clients' minds. They need to stop and they need to think about what they're experiencing, right? If something is different than it typically is, something different than they had expected it to be. So how can we be creative and design our websites to better serve our clients in interesting or memorable ways? How can we use our websites, look at other firms' websites, and how can we be very, very different, very, very imaginative with our websites? To trigger emotions and to affect people in a different way? How can they be more experiential? How can we use our proposals? Maybe our proposals. What can we do to our boring 3-page proposals and agreements, and do something creatively with that? Right from that first point of contact that you have with a client. Maybe that telephone call or the email, that first approach into your firm, how can we be imaginative about that and have clients from the very first contact, point of contact, be different than everybody else and trigger emotions within them? Am I, when we're putting together our drawings, are we developing boring technical drawings for a permit? Or are we managing an emotional and very possibly an overwhelming experience that will ultimately improve the lives of a client's family, right? Is it just technical drawings, or are we creating an experience? How can we use our imaginative brains that we have as architects to make those things much, much different, to be much more creative? And trigger emotion. So the third one is imaginative approach. An imaginative approach matters. Throw them off guard, right? You want to sort of, in a very good way, you want to look at the things we do and the way we present ourselves and the way we market ourselves in different ways. The third one is that the words we use matter. The words we use matter. Words will trigger emotions in our branding, with our messaging, and throughout all of our communications. The words we use and the words we choose often will make a client feel one way or another, right? Think about if we're a residential architect. Are we designing a house, or are we creating a home, right? Those are two different ways of saying the same thing, right? The words we use matter. Are we designing a house, or are we creating a home? A house has a function, right? A home is filled with feelings and love and memories and thoughts, right? Are we creating a place, a container for those things? Are we creating a container for feelings and love and home? You know, that home fills. A house is technical. Homes are emotional. So the words matter. Is it a house or is it a home? So with an intentional selection of every word, so when we're presenting our drawings, or we are putting words on a website or marketing material, or the way we answer our telephones, or the way we present ourselves at that first meeting, the words we use really matter. Are there ways that we can find new ways to be an architect and use the words that we have as architects to trigger emotions? So that's the fourth one. The words matter. So the four fundamentals of emotional marketing are: one, knowing who we serve matters. Number two, sensorial experiences matter. Number three, an imaginative approach matters. And number four, the words we use matter. So I hope that's helpful. I have a couple of books that I want to recommend here. To learn more about emotional marketing, I have two books that I want to recommend. The first one I learned about years and years and years ago when I first started studying, even before I launched my own architecture firm. It's written by Paco Underhill. It's called Why We Buy: The Science of Shopping. It is a fascinating book, one of my favorite business books of all time. I've read it several times. I haven't read it recently, and I'm probably going to go back and read it again. It is so interesting to learn the science of shopping and why we buy, and the way people use emotions and habits, and the way we live our lives and the things we do sort of trigger the way we buy. And marketers have learned how that works, and they've developed stores that sell more products and more services. It's such an interesting book, Why We Buy: The Science of Shopping by Paco Underhill. The other one is Emotional Branding, another relatively old book, The New Paradigm for Connecting Brands to People. It's by Mark Gobe, or Mark Gobe, M-A-R-C-G-O-B-E. Both of these links will be on the show notes at entrearchitect.com/episode188. Why We Buy by Paco Underhill and Emotional Branding by Mark Gobe. Those are two great books. Hey, I want to ask you a question here, and I want you to go to the Entree Architect Facebook group over at entrearchitect.com/group. We'll take you right there, and you can request membership if you're not a member. You have to be an architect. It's a closed private group. And if you are an architect, you can request membership, and we will check out that you're an architect, and we'll let you in. Here's the question. I want to know your favorite book on marketing. So if you read any great books like Why We Buy and Emotional Branding, I want to know what they are, because I want to read them. I'm going to post that question over at the Facebook group at entrearchitect.com/group. Favorite book on marketing. Go. Hey, do you like this shorter format of the Entree Architect podcast? Go to entrearchitect.com/episode188. That's the show notes for this episode. And let me know. Let me know your thoughts on the Entree Architect podcast. I want to know what you like and what you don't like. Do you like this longer format or this shorter format? Do you like the interviews? Do you like the solo shows? I've heard mixed people like both. That's what I've heard last time I asked that question. I would love for you to go to the podcast show notes right now at entrearchitect.com/episode188 and let me know what you think of the podcast and how we can make it better. We're always trying to make it better. And share that link, entrearchitect.com/episode188. Send it to somebody who doesn't know what we're doing here at Entree Architect. We're trying to change the world for small firm architects, one architect at a time, and I need your help. send this link right now to a friend, entrearchitect.com/episode188, and let them know. Let them know what we're doing here. And I hope you didn't miss out. I hope that you're not listening to this after October 6th, 2017 at 12 noon Eastern time, because if you are, it's too late to join. If you're not a member of Entree Architect Academy, we're closing the enrollment right now this afternoon at 12 noon Eastern time. If you're not in and you're not a member before that, you're going to have to wait. And I'm not sure when we're going to open it. And I'm not sure what our pricing is going to be, because once we close things up, we're going to tweak things. We're going to make things better on the inside. We're going to reopen it, and it may have different pricing. It may have a little bit of a different membership format, but current members are grandfathered in. Nothing's changing for current members, just to make that very clear to everyone who is currently a member, that nothing's changing as far as your membership and the price that you pay. But if you're not a member and you want to join, if you're listening to this before 12 noon Eastern time, October 6th, 2017, go check out entrearchitect.com and hit the button and get in right now. And because we want you in there, we want you to be a part of what we're doing. We're trying to change the world for architects, one business at a time. So get over there, entrearchitect.com. Hey, and my name is Mark R. LePage, and I'm an entrepreneur architect. Are you? I encourage you to go build a better business so you can be a better architect. Love, learn, and share what you know. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.